the company that runs the Palisades nuclear plant in southwest Michigan says they are on a journey to return the plant to operational excellence. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Palisades has been going through some significant challenges over the past couple of years. It's been shut down 8 times in 2 years. It had its safety rating downgraded to one of the worst in the country. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith has been writing about the plant through all of the turmoil, and she joins me now for a sort of year in review. So, Lindsay, last month, federal regulators upgraded Palisades' once poor safety rating to the best rating possible. Is the plant safer now?
Well, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the plant was always operating safely, or they would have shut it down. It's got a pretty low threshold for screw-ups, to be honest. So the safety rating is a really technical process to measure a plant's performance, and it can be really confusing to hear that the rating jumped so dramatically. I mean, even though there's been a number of water leaks at the plant, I mean, as recently as last month, it shut down to fix a broken valve.
I am very concerned about the leaks that have repeatedly occurred.
This is Betty Pierman addressing the NRC at a meeting Tuesday night. She lives 15 miles away from the plant in Benton Township.
And when you tell me that you are very concerned about the maintenance of this plant, the physical part of this plant, I'm scratching my head. I can't understand why you upgraded it.
I asked the NRC's regional administrator, Chuck Castro, pretty much the same question during a press conference before the meeting. Why not gradually increase the safety rating if there's still problems?
Because we expect them to completely resolve the issue and have nothing lingering.
But what you're telling me, though, is that they haven't completely resolved some issues.
There's other issues besides the two. The two issues are completely resolved and we're satisfied with the fix. But we have these other lingering or maintenance issues that aren't risk significant. But they indicate us that there's still some problems, underlying problems.
So bottom line, Entergy fixed the two issues that got Palisades the bad safety rating. But they've got these new problems with the leaks that aren't directly tied to the safety rating, but that regulators still want to keep an eye on.
Okay. And now I remember that you saying that there will still be more regulators than usual at Palisades next year, even though they've been upgraded to this better safety rating.
Yes, definitely. So inspectors at the plant feel they need more support to make sure these mechanical problems causing the leaks get taken care of. So Castro petitioned his superiors in Washington to get an extra 1,000 inspection hours next year. The plant will need to shut down next fall to replace some spent nuclear fuel with some new stuff. And at that time, inspectors will be able to get into places that you can't usually get at when the plant is running. So they should be able to get a more comprehensive look at the inside of the now 40-year-old reactor with those extra inspection hours.
What's the company Entergy saying about the extra inspection hours?
Entergy officials were pretty clear that they are not satisfied with the plant's performance yet either. They have this 3-year plan to return it to operational excellence, as they call it. They have replaced some people in key leadership positions as part of that plan, and they'll get results of a new independent safety culture assessment early next month to see how they're doing.
Okay, thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Lindsay Smith is Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter. You can find a link to our interactive timeline of what's gone on at Palisades over the last 2 years at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.